line.
Welcome to Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. And welcome once again to Ever Beyond. We have a very special guest tonight. Her name is Olivia Valencia. She was born in Southern California. She has a relationship to Don Juan of the Carlos Castaneda books, Journey to Ixtlan, I can't remember the name of the first book. Something about a new reality, another reality. Anyway, loads of books. Don Juan. From the Yaqui tribe, and but that's where she's from. But where she's been through is just incredible. She went to Hollywood, just applying as an extra, and fell into some amazing parts, and has learned an awful lot, and probably with the emphasis on awful, about what goes on behind Hollywood. She's got many qualifications in healing and studied a lot of healing and different techniques. So I'd like to welcome, without too much further ado, to Ever Beyond, Olivia Valencia. Good afternoon, Olivia.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm very, very well. All the better. This promises to be very, very interesting show today. So, where do we start? Let's start in Southern California some years back. And Olivia incarnates. Did she incarnate very consciously, or did you, are you like a lot of other people? You
know, No, I came in consciously, but along the way from the programming that's going on in this planet, there would be missing pieces, but I still would remember certain subjects. I just couldn't remember like the in-between. And since these high frequencies that are coming from the sun have been coming through, it's filling in the gaps.
So the question really is, you know, when you came in, how much did you know? Did you just go through regular school and it was just like a normal life? how normal was your childhood, my dear?
All right. Well, the majority of my childhood and even my adulthood, I did go to school off world a lot.
All right.
I did go to schooling, and I was sworn in before incarnating to this planet. That I always did remember, even as a child, because I was being taken care of, not only from the physical human parents, but my other parents from another place, and which other, I cannot say.
Other dimensions.
The other dimensions. It's just that when the first, okay, I'm going to have to say this because before I go on, when people say dimensions, I barely learned about the terminology they used here on the planet a few years ago, because we just call it universes or other places, because mm-hmm. everything is simple words, simple term.
Yeah.
Going forward on that,
Well, can I just butt in there and say that it's you know, one way of looking at it is like different radio stations on the dial.
Yes.
Each place is a different frequency. And only if you're tuned into that frequency do you perceive what's on that frequency.
That's, Yes,
And it
that's
seems to be
exactly what it is, the
yeah.
frequency.
And it's a whole place.
Yeah, and
Each frequency is a whole place. Yes, we discuss
yes,
frequency a lot on this program.
we do. And the frequency are actually elaborates
Say that
to
again.
intertwine. They're elaborates, they intertwine.
Oh, labyrinths, right. Like
Yes.
mazes. Go ahead.
All right. Gee, I'm so nervous. I'm sorry.
Oh, bless your heart. Listen, it's just you and me. It
Okay.
really is. And your guides and my guides and some of my friends and like some of your friends, and it's fine. We're all actually very interested in what you're going to be saying. We know things are going to be
Right.
interesting.
I, with the first few years of my life, even after I incarnated, I was being taught here and in my home, and also they would take me elsewhere for schooling. And what's funny is we always had computers. Computers always existed. Because sometimes the schooling I would have to go back in time, and other times we'd go forward in time, or sometimes just to another planet that's in our solar system.
That's one serious field trip.
Yeah, and so, and the reason being why we had to do this is we had to understand every location, the frequency that was being played there, and the tools behind it to help the shift complete in our universe or universes, let's say.
Okay, so we're gonna have to go into much more detail when you say to help the shift complete. That's a big subject, but let's just put that on the side and
Okay.
carry on with the education. Because for me, a field trip was to go to the local park and see the deer in the cages. So you
Yeah.
went to other dimensional realities and other planetary situations and frequencies, and
Yes.
backwards and forwards in time. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and everything that I was taught, and even the computers, was always holograph. Everything's holograph. Even we are holograph here, because we exist, but yet we don't exist in this time and space. We're just experiencing these conscious emotions and feelings to go on to the next level.
Right. Okay. We'll cover that later. Holograph. Remember,
Okay.
everybody. Shift and holograph. Okay. So you had the school, right?
Yes. And some of the schooling was actually, it was helping me to do telekinesis. And so I was able to move objects when I needed to. And also these frequencies that came in from your body that would trigger as I had mechanisms where it would help you protect yourself, defend yourself if anyone tries to attack you, which that did happen. I had quite a few battles being here on the planet, and but I guess that's part of what you have to go through to
So
do what you
is that like
complete.
a you hear a frequency, or you tune into a frequency and suddenly you're kung fu?
It's something like that, yeah.
I suppose
Something just triggers.
yeah, but I suppose you have to kind of have your body has to be able to respond to these energies from within, or from these frequency energies. So you must have a pretty supple, flexible, and strong body to do that in the first place. Someone like me, if I suddenly could do kung fu, I'd hurt this body because it's not used to it. It's not practiced.
I think I would hurt, to be honest, because I'm just like everybody else. I'm a regular person. But for some reason, when if you're in danger and something is being sent to attack you, for some reason your whole being, your frequency just changes like that. And the thing is, every human has this
Yes,
ability.
and that this is kind of where I'm this is where I'm focusing my show, really, is to try and go so deeply within where we all are the same, we're all one, and then we come all the
Yes.
way back out again, and are all able to express anything. anything whatsoever.
Yes.
And so I'm very grateful to have you here speaking about this. So meanwhile, we're not even out of school yet, so you've done field trips on in the far past future. We had to deal with videos and fiction, okay? So
Okay.
and the teachings, when they say, they would take you outside of time. So would you spend a long time outside of time? For instance, would you go like you go along to school, it would be half an hour had passed on Earth, but like you'd been 6 months in the in another place.
Being because as you know, and everybody else probably listening, that there is no time out there. It just is. Everything, you could be at one spot right there, and you're actually contracting through past, future, and present at the same time. And that's what it's like in this place where I end up going. So when I'm there, it feels like maybe several hours, but who knows how long I was gone. But they always made sure I came home right before sunlight. And I would be like, oh, I'm going to be all tired. But they do something. They just wave this wand in your face, and you feels like you had a full night's rest.
Oh, I could do with one of those.
Hopefully,
They should sell those on eBay.
the
We could get
future
one at eBay, and
will
we could do 24/7 programming here on Wolf Spirit Radio and keep pumping the truth out. And this is kind of where we want to go. So let's keep going. And
Okay.
so you had your schooling,
Yes.
unconventional as it would be. Some people go to Montessori and Steiner. This is great. And so then you're a young woman and you go where?
Well, that's it. The where places was always different. Sometimes it was a classroom with a bunch of children in there. And then from that point, they evaluate all the children in that room with holographs in front of them, and they gotta see what they can read or comprehend. That way, they know which class to put these kids in. So then, after they separate that from that class, they can figure out who goes where. Then you end up in a different room where it's a smaller class, usually about a dozen or so, and we're sitting in a circle. And again, there's a holograph just popping up in the middle, and we're all learning stuff. And it's a lot of programming.
So that's what happened, like again. So how long would you say your kind of basic education took in Earth years, if you can? Just so people can
There's
get
a
like an eight, sort of your
well
age phases.
I the first 3 years of my life, I had one training, and that was pretty much the, like I said, the battle to how to protect yourself. And then from the age 4 to the 10, that's where the schooling took place. So my whole time in elementary school, grammar school, and part of junior high, I had trouble learning how to read. I did learn how to read, but it took me longer because the education off worlds, everything's by symbols and frequency, and numbers, and geometric forms and stuff. And the geometric forms that is being used, it's not the base, just the basics used in this planet. It's other types of forms that you can pick up, like from a tree, the way the branches fold, like there'll be one form and then another form shaped very oddly, and that's another, type of form. And
So that's like a fractal form.
yeah, a fractal form. Thank you. I
Excellent.
couldn't remember what it was called.
Excellent. Yeah. So yeah, beyond. So we're going beyond Platonics, which is almost like an like Newtonian mechanics versus Einsteinian mechanics, isn't it?
Yes.
And then with the fractal forms, Then you're introducing that's one way of using the word dimensions. You because it's kind of it's like a zip file of information. It's like but what's interesting is that the fractals are formed with a very, very simple formula, but it's just it goes through a process that turns it into this beautiful thing. So we're talking from formulas to process, aren't we?
Yes.
And that's what you're taught in these interdimensional schools is the process of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Have I got
pretty
it?
much
Did I
every
get it? Yeah, excellent.
yes, you got it. Thank you. And what's unusual is it's not something that you're learning for the first time. It's just something that's helping you remember something that's already in you. It's just that it needs to be brought up forward.
Yes, we have a word for that.
What's that?
Recapitulation. To
Recapitulation?
recapitulation. Recap.
Recapitulation.
Yeah? Yeah.
Okay.
You've heard let's recap. That's what
Yes.
what it's short for, and it's to, to remind yourself of what we've just learned or what you already know.
Yes.
That's yeah. Anyway, so do go on.
Okay. And as I got older, through my teens and even my 20s, 30s, every now and then, it's the classes started to be lesser and lesser, but every now and then they would just take you when you least expected. You could be even at a party, and all of a sudden you notice everybody's kind of not moving, and then you're like, uh-oh, that's it. Where am I going now? And the thing is, they bring you back in that moment and nobody noticed, and they're going, what's wrong? And I'm going, oh, nothing. I'm just trying to get my thoughts together here when I
So
return.
altogether, it wasn't a particularly pleasant time when you because you it's like being yanked out of some comfortable place. It's like being yanked out of bed sometime. You're nice and cozy and warm, everything's good, and they yank you out, throw you in a uniform, up in some other weird situation, and then whoom, back in bed again. Yeah, is that the kind of scenario? And then people can't relate to you. Right. Okay. Yeah. So get
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
It does happen when one is going to bed, but no. But for some reason, it can happen anytime during the day and
Oh
stuff
God.
because
Did they make
they
sure you
figure
weren't
the time wasn't to waste. So I went, oh, whatever. And they inform you, they do give you a signal within maybe 24, 48 hour, even 72 hour term that this is going to happen. It's always a different kind of a sign that you receive. And then you're going like, okay, I'm not going to stop my life to wait. So that's why whatever you're at, whatever you're doing, it just stops.
And you make sure you're wearing clean underwear.
Yeah.
Here's one of the things that I've always wondered. When they take you up into the ships or into these, do you get nice clothes, or do you have to wear the kind of schlocky things that you're wearing on the Earth?
Sometimes I'd be in my pajamas, other times I'd be wearing a gown. And the gowns are usually white or a cream color. And but okay, we're still talking about my childhood. But when I became an adult the past decade, yes, they've been uniforms. In the uniforms, I actually like them. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, well. What do they feel? Here's more sort of questions. What's the material like to wear? Because you always see people, they've encountered these guys and they're all in this one piece suit, and nobody ever mentions the clothes, right? What
Those
it's like, from a woman's perspective, are they soft, hard? What's the texture,
are, gee, that's a all right. A lot of it, what's different types? So I remember one was kind of silky, but the silk also had metal in it. So it was a conversion of that. And it was very light though, because it was made very thin, very, very good quality. And then there was others, it was just seemed like cotton material.
And did it breathe? Was it cool? Was it cool in the warm, and warm in the cool, and stuff like that?
So there's been some that kind of, I don't know, it was like skinned on you. So it was really skinned on you and like tight skin, but you were able to move freely.
Right.
It almost like it was painted on you.
Wow. Excellent.
And
Sorry.
that
Sorry. I was just thinking that wouldn't suit me. But it wouldn't suit me. Sorry. But anyway, because I like to think that if this is happening to one person, it can happen to anybody, and it could possibly happen to old me. And I'm interested. Is how's it? Is it gonna? Do they have underwear? Is there another layer? Is it absorbent?
I don't remember that. I don't have a visual of that, of a memory. I just remember the outer suits. There's when they're whenever I wore them, or usually they were wearing them. There was one that I recall a couple of years ago when I was taken to one of the space stations, that their uniform was like a dark navy. It almost looked like they were probably pilots.
Right.
And almost everybody wears helmets. Very few don't wear helmets unless you're actually one of the real supreme beings. They usually don't. They don't wear nothing because they're just electricity.
Oh, right. So
So
there, yeah.
it's just, yeah. So that nothing's gonna affect them.
So,
But everybody else, they're usually wearing a bubble head, and some of their helmets usually have some kind of a like a mask form.
Right. So you're talking about people being in needing different atmospheric conditions in order to breathe properly. Is that right? Because again, we see in sci-fis, and there's the guys, and I can't remember which film that was in. Oh, I think it was from Farscape, where they have a little pad in front of their mouth that blows this smoke towards their mouth so that they can breathe in natural air that was for them, so they could exist in that.
I don't know. I never watched that.
So you're talking
I
about
don't
like
really watch.
a bubble type helmet, and everybody presumably is mind speaking with you.
Yes, everybody has always mind speak. Nobody talks through their mouth. Very rarely. When somebody is talking through the mouth, I kind of stay there, and I always ask, where are you from?
Hey, where are you from?
Because
You knew.
you are not part of this circle.
You're new around here. So that's great. So when I'm just gonna just have a quick look at the so I look at the chat room, and there's it's interesting because the clothing thing, is always kind of interested me. How does it feel to walk around in the in these clothes? And you're saying that they're very mobile. There's no it's not like restrictive clothing at all, even with the helmet.
Yeah, see, what's funny is the past, like I said, the past decade is when I started noticing uniforms and stuff, and even myself wearing them. Because when I was younger, I guess because I was still the student, that it was just a garment, like a, like a sheet over you or something. That was it. And I guess I graduated at some point right there.
So what color do you wear?
Usually, the uniforms.
Yeah, when you find yourself on uni aren't they
I
all?
found myself in the navy ones. I did find myself in the navy. Sometimes they're beige, and a lot of times it's like a mixture of silver and gold.
Right.
And it's like a almost like an armor type. And it depends where you're going to, where they're taking you.
So this is and so I'm again thinking of like how they had in Star Trek, and the captain wore this kind of gold, and the engineers wore the orange, and the medical wore the blue, etc. And the guy who dies, he always wears red,
Yeah, that's funny.
You
Yes, like
ever
that.
looked down and said, "Ah,
I never
red"?
knew that.
No.
I'm just describing that, aren't I? Okay. Yeah, it's something like that. It's just that, what is it? Some of them I have seen their logo, but I'm not allowed to say it.
Right.
And they always kind of get a little bit tiff because they don't want me to remember. And I went, oh, well, you guys taught me well, so you should be proud of yourselves.
Okay, so let's just beam down to earth for a while, because I want to go into your earthly experience for a while, in terms of the Hollywood thing. So, do you want to start with, arriving in Hollywood, wide-eyed, maybe not so
Sure.
innocent.
On some projects that I worked on, I'm not going to say the name of the title just to protect, but I will describe what happened. And supposedly we weren't supposed to remember, but it happens. The first one I actually did was because I answered an ad in the paper. And so it was through a casting company. And after that, he just started giving me roles after roles for just mostly background. But he did send me to an audition, and it was to play a witch.
All right.
And I went, oh my God, who told you? No, just kidding.
Because people don't know about your coloring, but you have
Yeah.
long black hair, and quite delicate, delicate skin for someone who lives in California.
But anyways, I did go to the audition, and there was a few other women there, and I went, oh my gosh, they really look like that. That means I do too. Oh my gosh. And anyways, I got the part, and a week later, we shot down over there by the Hollywood sign right below that, because it looks like almost like all grass, like Echo Park. And so we just like went there, and we were doing some chanting and stuff like that, because you had to play the part. And some of them, since they really were witches that were actually there performing this stuff. And so I was like, okay. So as they were doing their performance thing, and I'm sitting there winding this yarn, like spooning it around, and I had no idea what that was for at the time, so I had to ask, what's this about? Because I don't want to do something and have it happen. And so anyways, they were just doing their thing, and next thing you know, I remember they said, okay, you guys can go now. And I went, what are you talking about? I've been spooning here this whole time. What do you mean it's time to go? I felt like we've been here for like maybe no more than a half an hour, and the hours went by fast, you know? And I'm going, I cannot be spooning this for the past 5, 6 hours, for God's sake. What happened here?
What do you mean spooning?
It was like a bowl, like a yarn. And then they had you just spoon it, just keep turning it and turning it. And that's supposed to be some kind of magical thing from what I was told.
All right. So it
It
was like a
was
kind of
it.
globe, but made of yarn.
Yeah,
And
and
you
it's like you're
spun the
supposed to
world
say
round and you
some
speeded
words.
up
Yeah.
time.
Yeah, who knows what it was about.
So,
I
do you
still
think at
don't
that
know because.
point, do you think at that point they knew who or what you were?
To be. Yes, they. It's just that at the time I wasn't absolutely 100% sure. So I was being skeptic with myself, so I let it go. I let quite a few things go that happened along the way until somebody confronted me, and then I said, "Oh, okay, you guys know," and that was it.
Oh, you got me. Yeah, very funny.
yeah. Yeah, but I went like, we're here to help. You, I, everyone listening, everybody in the planet, we are all together here to help. Not to hurt anybody. What, no matter what side you're on, whether you're good, evil, everything is really neutral. You need to find a medium. And part of why these teachings, whether many of you remember or not, but just about everybody has gone someplace to be taught or consciously been downloaded in your mind.
So,
Because everything must balance in order for it to go on.
how much more balancing needs to happen in terms of, I mean, is are we very close to the balance point here?
We're getting there.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And
Yeah.
this is the moment now where we need to start. I suppose it's a bit like tidying up your stuff before you leave to go to a new house. Or something
Yeah.
like that. Would that be a good analogy?
Yes.
What do they call
And
it?
everybody, I don't care who you are, what you've done, because everything was here was an experience. Everybody is going to the next level.
Setting your affairs in
And that,
order.
and the next level can be which door you pick to go into.
Right.
There are many doors.
Setting your affairs in order.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's quite a thing, isn't
Yeah.
it?
Okay, what else? What else are they talking
All
about?
right, so there's no hurry. We've only just been a half an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See what we mean about time perception? We've got plenty of time. Yeah, I you've got so many topics that we need to cover. That it's that there's plenty of time. We can slow keep things slow and detailed, and it's great. So when you have your projects in Hollywood,
Okay.
what were the kind of things that people were? Well, first of all, you got the extras parts, and you did the witch thing, yeah.
Yes.
And what how did that proceed? How did that process in your life?
Well, I did get small roles, but they never really, like little cameo roles, but they never showed up, and I don't even know what the project was named after that because they seem to change everything all the time. So you just never know. I never bother looking to see where it went or if my name stayed in the credits or whatever, because to me it was just an experience because I was sent there to learn, and at the same time is when I started doing the metaphysics because they wanted me to learn my metaphysics and take and learn it inside Hollywood, what I'm picking up there and what I'm seeing, and to evaluate and to bring back to the table as part of my education
So
when
that's
they
very
took me
interesting.
up there.
So, where did you start the study? What was it a university?
No, it was on my own. I see, I did go to college here in private schools, but I only got a diploma. I didn't get my degree here because I was mostly schooling off planets.
Right. And you were
Yeah,
not using
they
the English language.
no, so that was, oh, it's always been tough for me to speak, so I'm
Yeah.
always a pretty quiet person.
Let's
Because
explore that a little bit, because this is one of the things you spoke about, and it's a subject a little close to my heart,
okay.
because my son has it, and apparently so do I. But it's
Uh-huh.
such a I have the weirdest form of dyslexia. Okay, I'm using the D word. I have the weirdest form of dyslexia in that it's to do with things that people tell me. If people reel off a list of things, I can't remember them. the other thing is that I have the opposite kind of effect with spelling. If there's a spelling mistake or a typo on a page, my eye will be instantly drawn to it. And that worked in my computer career because even before I knew how to use computer languages, I could debug people's code because my eye would just be drawn to the page, and I'd say, "What's that?" And they go, "Oh right, yeah, excellent, thank you." And I had no idea what was going on. I had no idea how to use these languages. But it was just a kind of facility that I had. So
Because that's
this
because
is a dyslexia, yeah.
it's dyslexic. Yeah, I have it too. But dyslexia is something they came up with on this planet. That is the true hidden secret of your learning and who you are and who you're trying to remember who you are, because everything is in us already. So they use the word dyslexia as trying to dumb people down when you're actually more intelligent than you think. Because everything is out there in front of you and you just know it. Instead of reading a book that's going to kind of confuse you when it's really backwards.
Right. And it's all a lie anyway.
Yes.
Have you had experience where people are talking to you and you're looking at them and their face is kind of doing weird things because you've
Yes.
zoned out because they're not telling you the truth and you can't actually hear untruth? Do you have that
Yes.
experience? Yeah.
Yeah, and then being that their faces kind of got all weird is because they're not believing it themselves, but this is what they're programmed to say.
Right. Ah, that's interesting. Thank you. It's because then it's not them that's speaking, it's these other faces. That's why I see these faces. Okay.
Yes, correct.
Thank you. That's brilliant. So, let's kind of go into this because my son, for instance, has dyslexia or is supposed to have dyslexia, or has been diagnosed or whatever, and
Dyslexia is another word is you're not cooperating with the program. That's pretty much what it
pretty
is.
much, yeah. And he's a lovely kid. He's just turned 16, and one of the things he's apart from the dyslexia, he's had these superpowers. Right? His superpower is the ability to choose something. He if and I suppose it's very similar to this thing about the typo. If Right. Okay. So what I when he was about 12, 14 months old, a complete toddler, just going around, and we were moving house, and I had an object in the shed, and he was standing next to me, and I just kind of said, well, more or less to myself, but kind of to him as well, and not knowing that he'd gonna understand it. Said, I need a box for that, and he disappeared. He wandered off as little kids do, and about 20 minutes later came back with a box that was exactly the right size for this piece of whatever it was. And I thought, that's unusual. And it was so funny because it was just like that little baby in The Simpsons, Lisa, with the dummy, that sort of age, and just coming, whoop, oh wow, brilliant. And then when he first went to choose his glasses, I said, "Go over there. Go." We were standing in the optician, Specsavers, and I said, "Go and get a pair of glasses." This is only a couple of years ago. I think he was 11 or 12. Go and get choose a frame. So he walked over and walked back. And I said, "What you've been doing?" He gave me a pair of glasses. I said, "You're joking. You're joking." And my sort of my concrete mind said to, okay, right, let's go over there. You obviously haven't made a good choice. You just you didn't even spend any time choosing. It was in during the time that he was walking towards the thing that he found what he needed to do. Anyway, I'm not joking. I forced him. Evil father. I forced him to try every pair of glasses on in that rack. It's like 30 pairs of
Just to
glasses.
test him.
And blow me if it wasn't the only perfect pair that, and he didn't even put them on. He just walked over there and grabbed them and walked back. And I thought, this is a superpower. And I don't know how in his future it's going to work out for him but if he doesn't use that skill, he's losing out a lot, But I think this is all connected with this symbolic language that you're talking about. Because he's great in spatial things, he builds things and makes things. And I think that you're absolutely right that dyslexia is an earth word for this. What was it? He's not.
Refuse to be a part of the
Yeah. So in a way,
program.
would you say people with dyslexia are unique individuals who have things to offer?
Yes, very much.
And
It's
so how did it work? What happened in your case? Did you what how did you discover your super, well, obviously you were taught about your superpowers, but
I was taught that I was also suppressed on using a lot of stuff here on the planet because of these programs they've been using and these low frequencies they've been controlling us. But every now and then I have to meditate, and I have to meditate all the time. I have to meditate hard in order to keep up at least a balance of my knowledge. But I'm also told from my I guess my crew, I should call it, my crew or teachers, that only use very little because you don't want to get too fatigued, or your frequency will lower, and then you'll get sick. So you always have to keep a balance there. And also that a lot of us that know we have these powers, that we're being suppressed from using it. It won't be too long where little by little you'll be able to start doing stuff. In the next few months, it'll start activating more and more. Because I got some that started activated already since this past 11/11. Just these high frequencies that came in. Well, okay, that's another story. Okay, I won't go to that one because that was amazing.
That's part of the shift
Okay.
topic.
Yes, yeah. That was just wow. I got blown away on that one. Especially if you're able to see it. Anyways,
So,
once
activation.
we're all activated with our gifts, there are many, many teachers that are here on the planet to assist you, to help you understand and how to use it and not hurt anybody.
Yeah, because
Because if you have any emotion to hurt, it'll keep you from actually using it.
well, that's
This
a good safety catch, isn't it?
is, yeah, yes, it is. And I think that's very well. And that was part of for the new shifting that they wanted to occur, because they do not want to destroy humanity anymore. They do not want to go back to the old ways. That's enough. That's been cut off.
That's good.
So nobody out there wants to hurt you.
Yeah,
They actually want to help you.
that's a very, very good attitude to have, because well, obviously we've been programmed by all this, like Alien and V and all these TV shows that show aliens as wanting to take over your mind, take over your body, eat you, all of those things. And
Yeah.
yet we're talking about a lot of a vast larger number of star nations that want to help us and have a kind of pleasant thoughts towards us.
Yes. And even the ones that are like malevolent, per se, I even came in contact with some of those that I had gotten in fight with a few on being here. And but we made up. Okay. I never you okay, one thing for sure, you never throw the first blow. Okay. If they're the ones that are angry because you're trying to talk to them and say, let's negotiate, because that's why we're here. Negotiate. Everybody be in peace. They always have to throw the first fireball or whatever it is. So you're like, all right, I see where this is going. So then you just put your hand out or whatever, or you're conscious, and you just pull out. That's when you get activated, and you just pull out a wall or something, and it bounces back, or it just disintegrates or freezes it. And this has happened to me a few times. That's why I'm sharing.
So
I
this is like
don't
Fantastic Four, isn't it? Everybody has their own.
know. I
Does
don't know.
every
The
You don't
past
watch
couple of
sci-fi.
years, my friends would tell me, "Did you ever read comic books?" I go, "Not really, but I did see like, the superheroes and stuff like that when I was a kid." And they goes, "Don't you feel like that's what you sound like?" And I went, "I never thought of
Like the Power Rangers or something like
So they were actually talking about the humans.
that.
We are like that, not everybody.
Or Heroes. Have you seen this TV series Heroes?
Yes, I love that show. Oh yeah, I was able to relate when I first came out, and I would share it with my coworkers, and they thought I needed to be in an institute or something. But
Yeah.
I go, no, it's real, seriously. But oh well. Yeah. What were we talking about? I'm sorry.
So we're talking about well, we're talking about dyslexia being an indication, perhaps, of a potential superpower. You know,
Yes.
special gift superpower. You know,
Yes.
I grew up. My grandmother had a shop in the east of London, and it sold newspapers, tobacco, and sweets. So my grandfather was a propaganda tobacco and sugar dealer, really. But the one thing he sold that really, well, apart from the sweets, that really interests me was the American DC Comics. They would come in, you know, because I live in Britain, it was, you know, 1960s London. They would come in once a month, and it was my favorite part of the month when the DC Comics, because I read them all, because I could, you know, I would stay at the shop and I would just take one off the rack, read through it, and then put it back on the rack, and I would read through the whole lot. So I read all the superheroes things from DC Comics back then. And yeah, it was like, it's like these people are almost like your family. You know, we see that in these TV series and things like that. Everybody learns to relate to the superhero. And I think what we need to do is now step into our superhero-ness and recognize our powers
Yeah.
or gifts.
And
And sometimes if
yes.
you can't recognize your gift, see what it is that you're put down about.
You know, a good way, good exercises to actually see your gifts would be, actually telekinesis is really good because it opens up the mind and other parts of the frequencies of the body to be able to connect with everything around, because sometimes you have these blockages in certain areas, so it keeps you from retrieving messages, you know. And telekinesis is a good one. Another one is a crystal that you can connect, almost like it's talking to you, because that helps. And also trees. Go talk to the trees, the flowers, the plants, the birds, the bees, you know, an animal, your pet. They will help you because they are connected 100%, you know. They're there all the time. They see everything. So that's a good way to be able to connect and to help you to actually to get into the Akashic records, because everybody has access. I've always had a hard time my whole life, and I'm not sure putting anybody down, but I've always had a hard time with fortune tellers. I've only actually went one time to a fortune teller, and he was a monk. I go, okay, if I'm gonna go to one, it's gonna be you. Just try it out, because everybody else wins, so I had to be a part of it. So I got my reading from him, and he said things that were really accurate. And then he said, "Why are you here? I should be giving you your money." And I'm like, going, "Why? What are you talking about?" And then he goes, "You know, you have access." And I stood quiet, and so he just told me some other information, and then for some reason the table turned. I was reading him instead
Oh.
of him reading me. And he goes, "You want your buddy back?" I said, "No, the conversation was pleasant."
Very good. Very good. That's excellent. So you out told fortune tellers. Let's go back inside Hollywood. I know it's an unpleasant place, but let's go down that rabbit hole, because that's one of the things that I dangled in front of people to get people to listen to the show. Hollywood Insider, Olivia Valencia. So let's open that door, we'll be taking a break in about 10 minutes. You can put a little bit out, and then maybe leave a cliffhanger so that
All right,
people keep
let's
listening.
see. There's one project that I worked on a few days, and then there was a smaller scene, which I can't tell you what the project name was because, like I said, I signed a contract waiver for this scene. So I think I told you about it the other day, what happened.
Right. So yeah.
So the scene was actually about, I can tell you, it was about time traveling. And everybody was excused, and there was like a handful of us that asked to stay for a certain scene. And the scene, you had to sign a waiver and a contract that you shall not reveal. So that's why I can't reveal the name. And I couldn't read the small print, but I figured, hey, I'll read it when I get home because we have no time because we're on the set and everything. We go on the set, and I'm standing between two men that are actually from the Air Force. I think I'm okay to say that because don't know who they are anyways. I don't
Well,
remember
you've
their name.
said it.
I know, it's
So,
true.
they have a certain military standing, let's say, and
Yes, and you know what? On a lot of the sets, they do have real military or real officers or whichever on the set because they want the scene to be as real as possible.
absolutely,
So a
and
lot of stuff you, yeah, a lot of stuff you see in Hollywood and in films and stuff, don't be surprised that it could be real.
if anybody wants a kind of insight into this, see if they can see the Stargate episode, which is called Wormhole Extreme, which is a kind of film within a film about the film about the film, about the reality. And you know, one of the military guys goes on there, and he's talking about. I mean, you'll see it. It's called Wormhole Extreme, Extreme. And that's the
Extremely,
name of the
I'm going to
show
check
that
that
is
out.
about Stargate, and it's a kind of nod and a wink, and it's exactly as you were kind of talking about. So you got these military guys, and they were quite ranking, would you say?
Yeah, and they were wearing their, I think that is the real uniform suit, but they just didn't have their logo on. They had the prop one that was on the set for
All right,
whatever
so they
they.
were actually on scene.
Yes, they were
Right.
on scene.
Right.
And so we're
And there was
standing
you.
there. Yeah, that was me in the middle
And how were you
between them.
dressed? Let's do fashion.
Oh, the dressing, it was just like a corporate office suit. It was beige, tan beige suit.
Okay.
And I think I was, I'm not sure. I think I was wearing a turtleneck sweater underneath it. I can't remember 100%, but I know there's like a collar thing in my neck. And we're standing there and we're just chatting away while we're just waiting for the scene to happen. And as we're waiting, the room, it looks just like a laboratory, you know, a big giant lab. And then there's this one gigantic telescope looking outside. That was real. And then there was this chair that was in another room that we couldn't see. And we had to wear galoshes. They put
All right.
galoshes on us. And as we're sitting there talking, and then they're telling us, okay, get ready. In the next 5 minutes, we're going to shoot this scene. Everybody ready? And we're like, oh, okay. We've been standing here for half an hour or so in the hot, lights pouring down on us, or our makeup's melting. So we're like, yes, we're ready. So finally, when this scene hit, they said, okay, we're going to shoot it. A big old beam of light just hit the entire room. And I felt that light was going on for like 15 minutes or so. But the next thing you know, they said, okay, it's a wrap. And I'm going, what? It was morning when we came in here, and it's dark. No.
So it was another one of these time things where you
Yeah.
and within the part, did you have any lines or anything, or
No. See, I didn't have lines. We were just It's just you're right there in the scene. You're put right there, and I didn't know why. It could have been anybody right there. I didn't think I was special or anything to be put right there. It's just a person, a body.
And okay, so this is intriguing. What I find intriguing is, did this actually come out in a film?
Yes, it did. That's what I can't say.
All right, and you saw this film.
I barely saw the film last year during the holidays for the first time.
All
I
right.
never would watch it. I never watch anything really that I worked on.
Right.
And the scene that I'm in, it's just a quick, like I said, a real quick flash. So you don't even get put on the credits if it's under a certain time
Right.
frame.
And are you can you see yourself in this film?
I did see myself.
But you'd have to look hard.
Yes.
Yeah. So this light appeared to come on for about 15 minutes. Were there any sounds that you heard?
Yes, there was one really squishing loud beep sound that probably went on the whole time the light was on.
What kind of wee kind of sound?
Yeah, but it was really excruciating. Like it's just powerful, real powerful sound. And when we came out of there, I said to the rest that were standing with me, "Didn't we just come in here?" And they go, "No, we were here for a long time." I said, "What?" Because it's dark, and I felt like we were only here like 15 minutes. Or the max, a half an hour, including that we were just standing there waiting, the 15-minute light thing. And they're like, "No." And I'm going, "Yeah, it was 15 minutes." I go, "Well, didn't we just come in here like a half an hour or an hour or so for breakfast? And then we're in here and now it's dark." And they go, "We've been here a while, but it is funny that it's all of a sudden dark." It's almost like they didn't even realize it. But they did think it was strange when I mentioned that it was dark. But then, it was like they were like so shut down that they didn't question it. It's like I was the only one, so I go, "Okay, I'm gonna look retarded, so I'm just gonna just not say nothing."
So, what do you think happened at that in that scene?
I think we were pulled in and through the time thing. It's just every time I try to recollect and remember that, it's everything goes in a speed, at the speed of light, real quickly, and I'm seeing everything happening within a second, and then I come back. It won't slow down and let me see pieces and pieces of what happened. I don't understand why. It just keeps going really super fast. Every time I go back there to see.
Interesting. And the feeling. Take us through the feeling that you get.
The feeling that I got is I got anxiety. A really super hard anxiety afterwards. But like I went in through a different environment. And almost like the air violated you, your space or something. And I remember when I ate there, boy, on the way home I started getting really sick. And I was already feeling kind of funny even after the scene. And halfway coming home, I just bought a new vehicle that within that week. I didn't want to throw up all over the car, so I grabbed the first thing that I saw in the car, and it was the contract that I signed, the waiver, and I threw up in it. It
Which is why you couldn't read
it
that
was a
it's small
carbon
writing.
copy. Yeah, so I couldn't read the small print, and I go, "Oh, for sure I can't share what the title is."
Oh dear. So, thank you for that. On that note, We're going to take a break now. Everybody, if you want to stretch your legs or stretch your mind by listening to Bill's Hat's latest tune, Adonis Ali Alieno. Alieno. Alieno? Alieno. Alieno. I don't know. Here we go. Was delicious, the light noise with Adonis Alieno, or Adonis. I don't know. Anyway, you have to give me a way of pronouncing it, Bill's Hat. But thank you very much. And I'm speaking tonight with Olivia Valencia from Southern California, and we're talking about Holly Weird. And during the break, where I was just discussing that experience you had when you said that it, when you try to remember, it's like you're seeing a whole load of time speeded up.
Yes,
And
within a second.
yes, and one of the things I was wondering about is, you know the Men in Black, they got this little thing that makes you forget things. It's a flash of white light.
You know,
You've not seen that one.
I never thought about that until a few weeks ago when somebody sent me a videotape that I guess somebody had captured in a hotel. And when I saw it, all I thought is, I have seen them, but I didn't say nothing to the person that sent it to me. I have seen them, and they did flash something. Like they walk by you, and they just flash something in your face. And I don't even remember what it was. It was like some little black tulle thing with a little silver light on it.
Okay,
That's it. But I don't know what.
so my thought about it is, as I was kind of explaining it to you, or trying to explain it to me, it's like in our memories we have like a time code, a little kind of thing that goes tick, tick, tick. This is time going by, and we know that this can be about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 1,000 hours, or whatever. And what that flash thing does is to remove our time code. It wipes out that time code so that you're not able to remember something in time and in its sequence, so you can't relate to it. And so it becomes a non-memory because it's got no time code attached to it. And because, people talk about this amnesia that they get when they have encounters, and surely that's, this must be the way that we're made to forget something. Because you can't erase the memory, because it can be brought back by regression. So it's got to do with the fact that our conscious mind has a click track, something that is always,
Like you said, before we came back on the air, they was compressed.
Yes.
And that makes sense because since we do carry CDs, we are computers. The holograph compressing makes sense to me now when you said that.
Yeah. So
I just never thought about that.
let's talk about hologram. Holograph.
Okay.
Holograms. One of the things you said right at the beginning of the show was we're all in a hologram. And I thought,
Yes.
what about my muscles? Surely my muscles can't be a hologram, I got blood, if I we have laws of physics and I throw a glass of water up in the air, it's going to go everywhere, that how can that be a hologram? Who wrote that program?
Oh, who wrote it? I
Yeah.
cannot share.
Whoa, secret information. This is ever beyond,
There are some things that I'm programmed not to even reveal. So even if you hypnotize me or whatever, I will tell a lie. And this has happened. And I got punched in the face when I came out of it when they did it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's naughty. They're very naughty people, these people we can't speak about. But they're obviously good. These are obviously the
They're
good guys.
neutral.
They're
Neutral.
neutral. Ah. Neutral. So oh, too many things. Let's go back to or let's go forward to the hologram topic, which is the idea that we're all in some kind of video game, sort of.
Yeah, you can say that.
We're avatars,
Yes.
and our real selves, how are they placed? Are we kind of walking around having a thought that is us, that is me here, this guy? Am I walking around? Am I sitting down? Am I dreaming? What's the other half of me doing, or the part that is projecting me?
Which parts of you?
The
There's see the parts of all of us is on different levels in different places. It's almost like where is the end of the universe? Okay, is it up? Is it down? Is it around us in a circular? Where is the end? And then where does it continue from there? And every space. Every universe. Okay, I'm going to probably go out of the box really, really deep out there.
That's all right.
Has its own box. Like here you have the cubes. and then the frequency of the eight. So this is a continuation. That's why we've continued in this was it these phases repeatedly.
Right.
And some, except there's a certain amount that have not, because they're here at this time just assisting for to complete the shift. Where you go is a part of you is either laying down asleep somewhere, where you go into this facility, or really the word is an empire. And you put yourself there and you're actually at work. And when you lay down and you're wearing this thing, it's like the movie, what's it called? The one with Leonardo DiCaprio? That the one where he's in dream within a dream and another dream?
Inception.
Yes, Inception, like that.
Right.
So you're on one of those things and you're actually at work. And you're sleeping, and then all of a sudden, your holograph self is awake here.
Wow.
And there have been times where people that have gone into a coma or lost experience like halfway death, where they feel themselves being pulled into this light tunnel and they go someplace else. That's because you woke up. And you're out there and you're talking to everybody around you that's there, that are advanced scientists that people call gods here on the planet, or lords, because, oh, I'm going to go to that afterwards on this, the titles. They're over there talking to you and telling you, okay, this is what you've done in your assignment, this is what you need to complete. And they're just giving you a little brief. So when this happens, it's no accident. This had to occur because they needed to talk to you because you're actually coming out of your journey and going into a different role there, and you need to keep going to the path you're supposed to be. So whenever this occurs, this is why this happens. Did I make sense? What I'm
Yes,
explaining it.
absolutely.
Oh, okay, because I'm just not
Yeah.
sure.
No, because
Okay.
again, I have an experience myself where I had a bike crash in 1986, and I woke up 3 weeks later, essentially, a very different person, and much more. I kind of well, I had a very. A controlled upbringing, very sheltered life, and it really narrowed my horizons, and I think they needed to be broadened out somewhat spiritually, and I think that's probably why they took me out. I don't remember going anywhere. I do remember some dreams, and I do remember being on a spaceship at one point, but it was a changing event for me anyway. So I think it was definitely, it's a course correction, I think they called it.
Oh, okay.
So do you think that if that happens to someone, it really means that they're, I mean, what's, okay, sorry, let's go back. Let's go back.
Okay.
The hologram. So here we are, and we're in some kind of simulation, if you like, but it's not a simulation because it's real.
Yes.
So what about relationships? What about commitment and stuff?
It's
Sorry, was that a curveball?
oh boy, that's I can go in different ways.
I know, but it's
Should I
really,
use mine for an example, or
yeah.
should I just in general
Well, I
the
mean, let's say talking about the game, and
the
you meet
game?
some, you might meet someone, and you might want to settle down and have sheep and pigs and vegetables and children and stuff. The whole picket fence thing. Is that like what's the deal with that? Is that like a kind of default program? Is it Is it something that is like something we should avoid?
Ah, so
Do you know what I'm saying?
you know. Yes.
Is it like a distraction that we're
Yes.
possibly drawn from our mission into?
Yes.
Are we hitting some?
I just didn't know which way to go. That's why I said, should I talk about my own experience or just in general? Because I never got married. I
Yes.
refused to get married because I always said I can't. I have to stick why I'm here. I have to stick to the plan. I have to stay focused. I cannot be distracted. I don't need the drama. And I don't want to play the game. I even yelled it out one time at the beach because I was so pissed off. I went out to the pier and I said, "I'm not playing the game." And then it stopped.
Right, so this is like and this is something. So yeah, so what about relationships? I mean,
Yes.
you have friends. What's the deal? Is it a different thing? Is it like something unprecedented on Earth? The way that people relate.
The word friends, it's so, it's, how do I say it? Somebody help me, okay?
Yeah, come on.
They are telling me something,
Yeah.
but I'm, this is confusing trying to translate it. All right.
Take your
You
time.
say
It's fine.
relationship, friends was a word they used as group socials, you know? And they categorize these groups. That way they would kind of like create their own circle of friends, and then outsiders cannot be in unless they choose to be at their level, whatever level that could be.
Right.
And then that kind of creates like a departing for everyone. If everybody's supposed to be united as one, being into a social clique group is not the answer. You need to be with you. That's the number one.
Fascinating. Fascinating, because this is we chat in this chat room quite a lot. We're all getting to know each other, and we've been talking about relationships recently, and we really do need something that is this is a bit new, because nobody here has or had relationships that actually did them any good, or at least weren't sort of relatively untraumatic,
Yes.
and so what you're talking about is that through unity consciousness,
Yes.
the special relationship doesn't, we use the word exist, but it's not favorable, it's not conducive.
No, because once the I gotta finish this. Once you know that it's you, yourself, that you need, and realize who you are and what you are, then everything is open and relationships will occur. And it will occur to the one that waves the same link as you. And then everything around you will start feeling it, and it'll start, and then it'll come against to another and into another until so on until everything becomes. And right now we have these little little gaps everywhere, so it's kind of like playing a pinball game and just bouncing back and forth. So it is important to work with you, yourself first.
And
And
go ahead.
okay, and I every time someone tells me I'm with a person, but I don't love them anymore. Or I have friends and they're my best friends, but is she really my best friend because, or he my best friend when they hurt me so much? And just things like that. Everybody's under a program. Everybody's post is under this hurt. Everything hurts. Everybody has to hurt each other and just be stuck in that hurt and repeat itself for you not to evolve where you need to be. And this is why it's important work with you. You, just you. When you work with you are actually working with all. And another subject that I keep bringing up every time somebody tells me, I go, why are you out there looking for love? When you look in the mirror, there it is.
That's beautiful. So you used this word, right? And it's probably one of your friend's words. Wave the same link. I love
Yeah.
that. I'm looking. Are you did you mean that, or did or the wave the same length?
Yeah, it is you. Everything, it's you. Since we are a part of everything and we are connected to that one source, that one computer that got switched on and then this all came back. Because you know this was we're inside a computer.
So far this afternoon, I've been transported into this computer. Right, okay.
See, when people describe things to me, I go, no, this is this, and I start talking, and I go, you know what? I'm not a computer whiz on this planet. I'm average, okay? But I do know what's out there because I've been out there, and I look in, and I go, you call this planet a mother? I call it a motherboard. You call the people living on it humans? I call them pixels, because that's what these creators out there look at us upon. We're only experiencing by frequency.
Right.
And
We might need to
the
deep delve down.
frequency.
And the
Okay, that's why
frequency.
I say I can go pretty deep.
Yeah, okay. Keep
That's a
going. Keep
friend.
going. We have plenty of
Okay.
time.
And this frequency of the high and the lows that have been happening back and forth, the energy that's coming off the sun is trying, well, it is, that's not trying. Take that word back. It is
There is no try.
succeeding. Okay, yeah. Reverse. Okay. It is succeeding on removing the virus that's happening in this planet and the other planets around us in the universe. Because that's what we've been going through for a very long time is a virus.
So we've had the flu.
And yes, pretty much with asthma. Okay. And as this is dissolving, it's actually being sponged off. A lot of things that were supposed to happen and in the past year, even in the past few months and stuff, all these earthquakes and stuff, yes, it's happening, but not that many are getting hurt. It's just buildings and stuff being torn down because they're planning to build new, which that part I don't get, but they just tell me, just do your job, okay? Don't question
So basically, they're dangerous structures because probably because of their geometric form.
The geometric form, yes, because they a lot of them, well, not a lot of them, but a good portion of them will be living here with us.
All right, we got new neighbors.
Yeah.
There goes the hood.
And the reason why is because it needs to. Somebody needs to take care of what they say, the children. The ones that have been malevolent here. That was something they experienced, and many have to understand they're still related to us, and they don't know what they're doing. And as these changes start occurring in the next few months, and then when the 13-13 happens, what everybody calls 12-12, it's really 13-13.
Yeah, the 13 baktun and stuff. Yeah.
What's going to happen is when they wake up. It's going to hurt them a lot more what they've been doing than what they've been hurting us on. Just their frequency is going to be so hurt. And I know a lot of them are listening in right now because some of them tried to pull me off the planet. I don't know how many times, but I'm still here because I care. just like you and everybody else listening, because you care. That's why you're still here.
So we're talking about a huge planetary compassion exercise.
Yes.
And so like, bottom line, they're moving back in. They're going to come in as our children,
Oh,
and
that.
we'll have to re-educate them. You know, is that how they're going to be reintegrated? Like, I've got to have Kissinger.
Because I know I because I've talked to some people that are really hurt from what they've gone through, and I go, I feel for you. I understand, but you got to understand where these beings that are here helping us, we cannot hurt anybody. We do not hurt because that due to free will, you cannot hurt unless, like I said earlier, unless they throw the first blow, then it's all, fair game. That's self-defense. That is okay. And that's the number one rule they always tell you to remind you, remember,
What's that?
never throw the first blow. I said, okay.
So this
Even
is like it was from Babylon 5, you know, the captain. He
yeah.
said, "My father always told me when I was a little boy." As they always say, "When I was a little boy." But my father always said, "Never start a fight, but always end it."
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, what's gonna happen? And this is nothing to worry yourself over. I'm gonna only okay. I'm gonna use this word only to explain to you that this word doesn't exist. The word fear,
Yeah.
freer and afraid. Remove it from your vocabulary. Every time you say it, it creates it within. That's why I was talking before. You need to work on you. Remove that because that was created as part of a chemical on this planet that they activated in us in our DNA, which it's being eliminated. And it's more of the word alert, okay? Or set yourself be aware of or something. Yeah, because whenever somebody says that word, I just like, oh, okay, that's. I have to repeat myself. This is only a chemical.
And after all, yes, it's a frequency. And so here's the thing. Here, you know, we work on ourselves, right? So that means we examine, first of all, what we notice, what draws our attention, and we question, why did I see that? But then we also question the verbiage that we use. Am I just saying the same old things? Am I just using language that I've heard on in a movie, in a TV show, on the soap opera? Does that stuff come out of my mouth? Does my mother come out of my mouth? And how do I make it so that I come out of my mouth?
It's funny you should bring that up because
I know, I'm funny.
No, it's you ask great questions. You have good answers too for that. It's and thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you for
Sure.
coming. I'm really enjoying this. Keep going.
It's me too. The TV, the radio, these frequencies that have been created, as I'm sure all of you know, these were all part of the advanced mind control that they were kind of shooting out to get people to actually look at them, just focus on that and not about you. You just got to focus on that. And then whatever you see there, it's, you seem to be attracted to, you become that. But it's really not you. You're working and agreed to be a part of that program. And it's been happening for so long that that's why it's been so tough now for many to break away. So hopefully it'll get unplugged. Are you there?
Of course I am.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
Okay. Okay. I myself have noticed that I experience something, and then all of a sudden I'll go watch a movie, and there it is. There's that scene, exactly the way I experience, even the words, and I'll go, and I'll be like, "What kind of a game is this?" I said, "I'm not in the game anymore." I go, "No, what are you doing?"
It's the game. So is it that, you know, when you find people who say nothing but and you can hear it that they're not actually being authentic themselves, but they're saying things that they've heard on TV, or that they've
Yes.
heard in films. But what you're saying is you experience something and then you see it in the film. It's
Yeah.
like the do you ever feel like you're a bit of a Truman kind of thing?
About a couple of months ago, somebody mentioned that, and they said about the Truman, and I said, I don't know, I never watched Truman.
All right, it's called The Truman Show. Check it out, Jim Carrey, brilliant film. You know, happy ending, all that
I try not to watch so many movies because I'm just like, going, oh my God, I experienced another one. Oh my God, there goes another one. It's just sometimes it gets a little overwhelming.
It's like all about you.
And I don't want it to be.
Well. That must make a very unusual life. I really want you back on this show because we've got so much to talk about, Olivia. I really
Okay.
have.
Yeah, you know what? I would like to talk about on another show, probably The Watchers. I want to clarify who and what are The Watchers because there's so many different types and names of The Watchers.
Oh, superb. And then we've also got to, so we discussed the hologram. The shift.
Shift?
Can
Okay.
we
You
shift
want me
onto
to
the
go back?
shift? We've got half an
Yeah,
hour left.
sure. All
I'd
right.
like to maybe give you say sort of 15 to 20 minutes on the shift, and then maybe I'll shoot a couple of questions at you. I've got a couple. Some of them are a little, you know, personal to them, but I'll try and fix a couple of more general questions people will relate to. So,
Okay. If you have some that are personal, and if you type it in, and then I'll respond it as a type, and then you can just give it to them if it's just personal for
right.
them, I will do that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So, you have 20 minutes to speak on the shift starting now.
Okay, the shift. Okay, the shift. Okay. People, like you've been hearing, that some will be going to one level and others will be going to another, and then there'll be a certain portion that's going to stay in the now because they're not feeling nothing. They're the ones that are going to be here. They're the ones that have the right to be here. And there's a few that are supposed to be going in a higher dimension, like one calls it, but I call it universe. That will be lowering their frequency to stay here and help out to make sure everything goes back on track to be balanced. And also to watch the misbehaved children. And also, I'm not sure if anybody is aware that the ones that are from the first dimension and the second dimension will be graduating, coming into the third dimension.
I've often wondered about, you know, everybody's talking about fourth, fifth, and fifth. What about the first and
Yeah,
second?
they're coming, so they're going to be new at this too. So they're actually, a lot of them are actually more well behaved.
It's that
They've
sweeping.
actually Yeah, they actually helped me a lot when I've been attacked. They showed up and I didn't know who they were and stuff. And when they told me who they were and where they came from, I go, oh, I didn't even know that you guys were going to be coming up here.
All right,
So,
so wait a minute. Okay, so we're in a hologram, right? And there are beings who are incarnated in the first and second dimension. But at the same time, we are beings which are incarnated into the third dimension. So is it like we've collected so many points in this game and we go to the next game level? I'm trying to find something that people
It's
can
not
relate
even
to.
it's not really the points, because there's a certain amount that have already earned it even from the last cycle that happened. It's just that it's been suppressed because of these frequencies. Like I was saying before, the virus, so everybody was stuck here, and now everybody has the chance to evolve. And that's why it was important. Part of my education before I came here was to make sure that I would activate 12 chakras. I don't know if I mentioned this to you before.
Earlier on, before we were on air, but
It was a collective of us that we each had to focus on a chakra. And then they would let us know when we were all in the matrix at the same time, because we kept going in back and forth in different times. And sometimes it wasn't even the micro, sometimes it was the misbehaved children that try to throw me in there. And then somebody would consciously be telling me, back up, we're not the ones putting you there. And I'm all like, oh, I don't want to be stuck here. So then I would have to take my steps, reverse it, and then everything would pixel and it would close in, and you're back into your time.
Wow.
But when we did the 12 chakras, they had us all consciously connected, that we were all in there, and we did the activation in there, and it just like triggered something in the grid line in the entire universe and the other dimensions as well. And that's when they told us, okay, it worked, you did it. And then they just like clap, because you hear a big old sounds like an audience or something up there. And then they tell you, all right, you can go back, and you just turn around, and it's if the Earth spins really super fast, you're back where you started, as if you never went in there.
So there's a bit of Tron in this. Again, you haven't. Have you seen Tron?
What?
Tron?
Tron.
About a guy falls into a computer program.
No, I never saw Tron.
All right. Great motorcycles.
God, I don't watch much TV, do
Well,
I, or movies?
when you're a sad person who doesn't get taken away and into dimensional, what else do you do? You watch movies and you watch. Well, I watch sci-fi, and I always regarded sci-fi as a kind of training program. It's like more like documentaries. I could never relate to these historical dramas of people dressed up and going, "Oh, Mr. Darcy," and all that bollocks. And I could never get that. This wouldn't it never appealed to me. And it's lovely to be able to have a radio show where I can talk about this as a reality with somebody who's experienced it, and that's such an honor. So thank you very much for coming
You're
on my
welcome.
program this evening. We've got about 20 minutes or so until the end of this show. Now, I'd like to pop a couple of questions to you.
Okay.
Okay, so right at the top, where have we got? Right. Now, I don't know, this question doesn't quite make sense to me, but it says, does the time we're currently in, with the negative energies around, walk-ins take advantage of our situation?
How do I say this? A lot of the walk-ins are actually here helping and not really taking advantage. What's being taken advantage is the program being used on this planet? And that's, again, you all know who they are, I hope. But I'm not, I agreed if I come on the show that I would not give names. It's,
That's
so,
fine. We talk about energies
okay.
here.
Okay.
So that's fine.
These energies, they're the ones doing it. Nobody else is. Nobody else. And some of their energies is coming from off planet, but many of them have been taken care of. We do not stop anybody from doing anything. We just negotiate and say what's best and what's right. There has been a few times that I've been told, and I kind of contacted my contacts and said that I heard that you guys triggered the underground facilities, and I heard that you had killed some of them, and I'm having a hard time believing that. And my response was, you know, we never kill anybody. That was just a warning shot. Nobody died. I said, oh, okay. I just wanted to have an understanding on that. Did I answer that question right?
I
Okay,
hope
or
so. It
I
didn't quite
have.
make sense to me either, so
It's not coming from the ones here helping. It's coming actually from those that are doing the work here on the planet. If you have any walk-ins, because I have that happen sometimes too. I'm just really sensitive that I wake up and I see it.
Right. So, here's another question. They're coming through the show, so they're about different subjects. So, my question
Okay.
about ETs, do they all look similar, or do they vary in physical characteristics like we humans? I mean, do, yeah.
There are some that more human than us, that very, very human. They're not mixed in, they're not hybrids. So yes, there are some that are really advanced, that's what is it, trillions and trillions years old,
Wow.
because humans have always existed. Just not the ones living on this planet, where we were kind of created by putting a mixture of everything in a bowl and just top, voila, there we were.
We're an
But
omelet,
yes, yeah.
yeah?
But there are some that are, mixed with insects, a vegetable, plant, animals, trees, but yet humans still. They still have a human form, and there are those that don't have a human form because they're so happy who and what they are, because that's how high evolved they are. If they're just like a blob or just an energy force, they're just electricity. They don't need a form because they've already gone beyond that.
Beyond the form.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And also about the word reptilian, the first time I heard reptilian, I was like, what? Because I was describing some of the beings that I had seen, and these doctors that I went to see and to get evaluated, they go, oh, you contact with reptilians? I go, what? What's that? And when I checked online to see what they were and stuff, and they showed me pictures, I said, oh, by the way, they don't like to be called that. They all have their own tribe names. They get offended, they just don't like it.
Right,
Like
so let's not
that's
use the
so
R word. Do we have some words for
yeah
them?
like the frog people, they're called amphibians. Anything that's like a reptile type that's in water, it's either called amphibians or serpents, and the serpents can be also the dragons, and also what do you call them, the snake people.
Right.
Or lizard people, whatever you want to call them. They are so loving and so caring, but then there is a small percent, and they want me to clarify this, that did go against their tribe, the Ben-Hurting, they became benevolent. But the majority of them are very loving and they care. But, and they will be the majority of the ones actually coming here. They're going to be living with us.
Right, this, 'cause
Which
this
some of
is,
them are here already, but they're just not open to everyone.
yeah. So
You
this is
have
important.
to, huh?
This is important.
What is?
That we're gonna have some new friends, like new neighbors.
Yes.
Do they live in houses?
Yes, they actually do. They have their own, they live actually better than us.
Yeah.
Because they're not, their mindset is not into material money or anything. They can create it and manifest it, and it is the way they want it. And they could change it anytime they want.
Just with their minds.
Yeah.
That's handy. Can they build us houses?
Yes.
What would they want from us?
Actually, they actually have built for us in the past.
All right.
And like the okay, thank you for reminding me this because they wanted me to bring this up. Like some of the pyramids, like the ones in Giza, how they can't figure out how it was built or where it came from. Some of these pyramids, not just in Giza, but other parts of the world, were flown in here by high frequency sounds from other galaxies. They had wars. And in order to save some of these pyramids, they brought some here to this planet and to like the moon and other planets around us. And every planet has one or had so many because it's a connection of the higher source of the computer to connect. Some of these were actually brought here. Others that were damaged, they had to reconstruct it. And all they do is consciously just connect with the wind, fire, air, and the earth. And then it creates like a turmoil, like a tornado.
Yeah, a
It just
vortex.
does a collective to everything that it needs and it forms and it just any material it needs to create the solid form, it'll bring it in and then they just place it where it needs to do and then by the sound frequency and using electric waves from the ships will form it where it needs to be into its place.
Wow, I'd like to see that being filmed.
And the only reason why I'm sharing this, not only because they told me, but I've actually got to experiment this, I would say 15 years ago or so on myself because I started reading the Book of the Dead. And I did some of the exercises in there, and wow. Maybe I'll share this part in another time.
Yeah,
It's a long story.
that's another story. Okay, good
Yeah.
one. So yeah, so the pyramids and stuff like that, it's so yeah, back to our new neighbors. They're actually very friendly and green
Yes.
and
Yes, some of them are green, yeah.
yeah, some of them are different colors. Like, I mean, obviously there are different kinds of
Yes. They're different tribes just like us.
yeah.
We have different colors, so do they.
Yeah.
They even have blue people.
Yeah, I was just going to say there's blue, there's got to be blue there.
Yeah.
And blue ones and red ones.
Yes. And it, just because one is red doesn't mean that it's dark or evil.
Yeah.
They're actually really sweet and they enjoy music a lot.
All right. Do they oh yeah, music. All right, so how do they make music?
Oh boy, the
I play the
music.
electric
Wow.
guitar, right?
Yeah.
I have a stretched piece of metal on a piece of wood that is picked up by an electrical signal and then amplified and distorted and all sorts of stuff. Do they do stuff like that, or do they just sing, you know?
It's coming back with let me see air, fire, water, earth. It's the same thing. The way we were created, that's the way the sounds are created. It's just that they use a certain amount of elements to create that frequency. So it's no different.
Right.
It all started with one object out there in space, and then it just spread itself and exceeded.
That's another story.
Yeah.
The one object in space that then it right, okay. So then what right, okay, let's go back to my question list, which is behind me here. Oh gosh, the mermaids. We have
Mermaids?
12 10 minutes left in the show.
Oh, let me say it real fast.
Yeah, say it real fast.
Okay. Okay. First time I went to the beach in the water when I was 16 years old. I didn't know how to swim at the time. A tide like came and like you jump to keep from getting sunk into the water. Well, a big one came and I didn't pay attention and I was near these rocks and it hit me and I grabbed onto the rock. I slipped and my head got stuck in the sand. I couldn't get out. And I'm like pushing, and all of a sudden, hands like touched me, and it felt like hands, like our human hands, and yanked me out of the water. And I like looked to the side. I see this girl. She was no more than 10 or 12 years old, and her hair was super long. And she looks at me, and she just like swam really fast. And I look around. I go, nobody. Nobody's near me. She swam so fast. And I come out of the water and I told my friends, who saved me out of the water? And they go, they're like, I don't know, but we saw your legs up in the air up there for a while. And I said, because I got my head stuck in the sand. They all started laughing. I go, no, it's not funny. A girl pulled me out and I didn't tell them what I saw, what she looked like. I just kept it to myself. I let it go because I thought it was my imagination, But I knew somebody pulled me out, and it was a little girl. And she swam away really fast. That I it she her skin was like scaly looking. And because when she touched me, it felt the roughness,
Right.
with scale. And then when I looked at it was almost like us, but just a little scaly in some parts of the body. I didn't know if she had a tail or not because, like I said, she swam so fast. I just saw her hair and her face and her eyes were really big. And her skin looked a bit scaly.
Wow. So have you had mermaid contacts since then?
I let, like I said, I let that one go. And then when I was about, what was I think I was 37, 36 or 37. It was in 2001, August. I moved across country to Florida because I was assigned to go that way on a mission. And when I was like traveling across there, I stopped by New Orleans in Louisiana. Was it Louisiana? New Orleans by Bourbon Street. And I'm trying to think. Oh yeah, when I was walking around there, I felt I was there before. I felt a piece of me was there that I needed to recollect. So I sat next to a fountain that had a like a mermaid sitting there, and I was able to connect with it for some reason. Like all of a sudden, I started connecting and hearing these sound voices. They were sounding very squeaky, but they were like human voices. And I kept saying, "Who are you? Who are you talking to me from?" And they told me to go walk to the marketplace. So I walked over to the marketplace, and when I was at the marketplace, they were telling me, look down into the water. And so I looked down at the water and they go, we're down here. But I didn't see nothing. And I go, what are you trying to tell me? And they're like going, we live down here. The statue you were sitting next to, we look something like that. And I said, okay, all righty. I still wasn't really fully acknowledging it. And I, at the time, I didn't remember about what happened to me at 16 years old. And I just walked away from the water, and I started like looking at the vendors and stuff. And then one of them like talked to me in my head and said, "I'm walking right past you right now. Don't look at me until after I walk past you, because I don't want to startle you." And I okay. So I hear this unusual step, and then all of a sudden I turn around. I see this really, really tall man. He has long hair, but he had it in a ponytail. It was dark, curly, and he winks at me, and he keeps walking by. And I said consciously, "Is that you?" And he said, "Yes." And I went, "Well, you don't look like a fish." And he goes, "Some of us can transform. Some of us can walk on the land." And I went, "Oh, okay, yeah, that's interesting." And I go, "Is there many others of you here?" They said, "Yes, there are many of us here. You just never know who you walk by, who you talk to here. This place is very mystical." And I went, "Okay." So then I walked back to Bourbon Street, and I walked into one of those voodoo shops, because everybody kept telling me, "You need to walk into one of those voodoo shops, check it out. It's just so trippy." And I go, "All right, I'll go into one just to experience it, I guess." So I walk in there, and the first thing I see in a big like tank is like a skull. Stuffed skull or stuffed fish of a mermaid,
Oh my God.
and then I feel like I'm like it's talking to me, and I'm going, "Okay, I'm crazy." That was it. I'm losing it.
Oh dear. So that was your New Orleans mermaid experience.
Yeah,
Wow.
and then after that, the whole time I was living in Florida, I'm constantly being talked through them in my head. And then when I came back to California 6 months later, I went and checked out a book at the library. And while I checked it out, I was sitting down waiting for my son because he was doing something upstairs on one of the other floors. And I'm reading it, and it's about mermaids. And I'm going, "Why do I have to read about mermaids?" See, I listen to the when they tell me something that's supposed to educate me to understand things.
Yeah.
So I stood there reading it halfway, and then all of a sudden I get a male's voice telling me, "I'm glad you're reading that. I'm glad you're studying us more. I want you to know that I'm really, really glad that you're doing that. And if you want to see one again out of water, know that we live by you. Look up. I'm walking down the steps now. I'm the only one walking down the steps." So I look up, and I'm looking at the steps, and there's this boy, like no more than 16 and 19 years old, but pretty tall. He's walking down the steps, but he's not looking at the steps the whole time. His eyes are focused on me, and he's talking to me as he's going down the steps. And he goes, "Now you know what we look like over here." And my mouth just hung open. I just went, "Huh?" Okay, he didn't have scales, at least from the part that I saw, because he was wearing clothes, and his clothes, like his shirt, was reversed, like he didn't know how to dress himself. So what was supposed to be the front was in the back, but the pants were put in right, but it was like he had a hard time pulling them up. He was very tall, slim, very big eyes, and he had hair. It was short, but it was a little wavy. And it was dark, and he was light skinned. He looked like he was Malaysian, with huge eyes, and his arms didn't fold the way ours fold, and it was a little bit longer than ours, and they folded the opposite of the way our elbows fold,
Oh, wow.
almost like a bird.
Going backwards.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and I said, "Can it? Does everybody else around me, can they see you?" And they go, Only if they wanted to acknowledge me, but nobody's acknowledging me. But yeah, they'd be able to see me. I go, "Okay." I just wanted to make sure of that. And he goes, "Yeah, there's a lot of us that live out here." And he told me where the locations where they live. And he goes, "You're welcome to come out there all any time, but every time I do, I can hear them singing and trying to talk to me, but I can't see them because there's always a lot of people around."
Olivia, we're at the
Yes.
end of our program.
Okay.
And it's been incredible, this journey. I'd like to take this journey with you again sometime, maybe in a month or so.
Sure.
Now everybody knows you. Maybe you can start talking about what's coming through for you in the now.
In the
Olivia,
now?
yeah, any new
Yeah.
messages that you might be
Any new
getting?
misses? Okay, they've been pretty good.
Okay, so thank you very much, Olivia Valencia, and thank you for listening,
Hey,
everybody.
thank you.